You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 88, London Calling by The Clash. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the title track to The Clash's 1979 breakthrough double album, London Calling. From Nuclear Era to Phony Beatlemania, we'll try to make sense of it all. But before we get to the song and its lyrics, let's find out a little bit about the origins of The Clash. Joe Strummer, whose real name is John Graham Mellor, was born August 21, 1952 in Ankara, Turkey, the son of a frequently traveling diplomat father. Shortly afterwards, his family moved back to London, where Strummer attended boarding schools, spending his free time immersed in rock and reggae music. In May 1974, he formed a pub rock group called the 101ers, a name that, depending on who you believe, was either taken from the torture room in George Orwell's 1984 or simply the building where the band members lived. Around the same time, singer Mick Jones, who was born June 26, 1955 in Brixton, was forming his own band. Jones was raised by his grandmother and learned to play guitar as a teenager after hearing groups like the New York Dolls and MC5. After a string of short-lived bands, Jones formed a group called the London SS and met bassist Paul Simonon and later drummer Terry Chimes, who went by the name Tory Crimes. Inspired by the recent punk rock movement, Jones and the London SS decided to pursue a harder edge sound and change their name to The Clash. And Strummer, also wanting to move in that direction, left the 101ers and joined The Clash, bringing fellow 101er guitarist Keith Levine with him. In the summer of 1976, The Clash performed their first concert supporting their inspirations, the Sex Pistols. However, either due to excessive drug use or because of a power struggle with Mick Jones, Keith Levine was voted out of the band. Incidentally, he would later be found supporting former Sex Pistol Johnny Lydon in a 1978 band called Public Image Limited. Meanwhile, The Clash continued their touring support of the Sex Pistols and developed a tremendous following among the punks of London. In February 1977, shortly after bringing on drummer Topper Head-On, the band signed with CBS Records and released their first album, a huge success in the UK. CBS's American branch, however, didn't feel that the album was fit for American radio, so it wasn't released in the States, inadvertently making it the biggest-selling import album of all time. Throughout the late 70s, the band continued its tremendous UK growth and its rebellious image, with Strummer and Jones occasionally sentenced to jail time for various crimes. Their second album, Give 'Em Enough Rope, came out in spring 1979, an unsuccessful attempt to break into the American market. The album fared poorly, but the band toured America, building a legion of fans and surprising them with unusual opening acts, like Bo Diddley, Sam and Dave, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins, a demonstration of R&B artists that inspired them in their pre-punk days. And it was the inspiration of those older rock and roll styles that became most evident with their third release, a double album that would peak to number 27 on the US album charts. That album was London Calling.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
The song was inspired by Strummer's fears over apocalypse, most notably the Three Mile Island nuclear accident, which had occurred earlier in 1979. Also, the line, "London is drowning and I live by the river," heard at the end of the chorus, refers to concerns that if London's Thames River were ever to flood, most of London would be submerged, a fact that led to the completed construction of the Thames Barrier in 1984. And Phony Beatlemania? It's a reference to the end of the punk rock boom, as bands in the late 70s were starting to move into new wave and polished synthesizer music.
To the Imitation Zone. Forget it, brother. You can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide. Except for that one with the yellowy eyes.
In the UK, the song was released as the only single from the double album, and it reached number 11 in December. However, in the US, the song Train in Vain, an unintentionally hidden track on the original version of the album, was released as the single, making it to number 23. Train in Vain was initially supposed to be released as a flexi vinyl single, but when that fell through, the band added it to the pressings of London Calling after the artwork had been finalized, making it one of the first hidden tracks. Back to London Calling, the title of which comes from the first few words of the station identification of the BBC World Service broadcast to occupied countries during World War II.
Now get this! London calling, yes, I was there too. And you know what they said? Well, some of it was true. London calling at the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile?
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.